Martin Fisher, we'll start with you here. The big day's coming. You have to be excited.
Yeah. Saturday, October 5th, 11 a.m., we're going to be doing the ribbon cutting for this brand new $1 million exhibit called Science on a Sphere, invented by, of all things, the U.S. government, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So we as in the Science Central staff and board and sponsors and community partners, we've been working for years to be able to do the fundraising, the design, the planning, and then throughout the summer, the demolition, construction, and installation of the first one in an Indiana science museum.
Maurice Henderson, tell us a little more about the science behind the project, where it came from, and what exactly the Sphere does.
Well, first, I want to compliment the community of Fort Wayne for being the 101st installation of Science on the Sphere, and we're excited that you have Science on the Sphere here. Science on the Sphere was invented by Dr. Sandy McDonald, and it is a visualization platform that allows you to present the data that Earth scientists and space scientists, for that matter, work with so that they can see the data as it really exists in nature. It is a setup of a carbon fiber sphere, 68 inches in diameter, and four projectors driven by what used to be 10 computers, what is now one computer, and four high-performance video game driver cards. And so it allows you to manipulate the imagery in ways that people don't commonly see.
Wow.
And that's part of what makes it such a dazzling presentation.
So you can take this data, and there's actually, a projector inside the sphere.
Outside. There are four projectors outside the sphere. The fleet of satellites that orbit the Earth are constantly monitoring the weather all around the world. There are satellites that have been taking the health pulse of the Earth, just monitoring the vital signs, the temperature, the water, the sea ice, the land cover, the vegetation on the Earth for over 40 years now. All of that data is available to us to present on Science on the Sphere so you can see in false color sometimes things that you can't see in true color. And then you can also see a true color view of the Earth from satellite. And the same goes for our near neighbors, Mars and Venus, Mercury and the Moon, as well as Jupiter. You have perspectives of our near planets in our solar system, as well as the full night sky.
Sean, the images that you just heard about, those are all available and will be seen at Science Central. We actually have the availability of 450 different images, which are called data sets. Literally, at the flip of a button, we'll be able to show our visitors Mars. At the flip of a button, the sphere is going to look like the Moon. At the flip of a button, we're going to connect live time to National Weather Service satellites and see storms as they're happening all over the globe. Or at the flip of a button, we're going to see earthquakes as they're happening around the planet. And these images are stunning. I mean, imagine walking into a room, 1,000 square feet, and seeing what looks like a giant 6-foot globe of the Earth or Mars or the Moon floating in the middle of the room. That's visually what this thing looks like.
Maurice Henderson, tell us a little bit about, your perspective on what visitors see in this beyond, what do they get beyond, just looking at a map or just looking at a globe or even looking on Google Maps, let's say, and seeing what's going on the other side of the world?
NASA and NOAA have a couple of priorities. One is to inform the public about what we're doing and what we're finding and how it affects everyday life, just from the basics of understanding how we develop weather forecasts to how we assist various industries in carrying out their businesses. And the other is to inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers, as well as astronauts. But we do those through the dazzling experiences that our visitors, both young and old, have when they encounter our science. And we use the data. We're not just taking pictures. We're rarely looking at pictures. We're usually looking at data that has been converted into an image that lets you see what's really happening.
And Maurice was right. He hit the nail on the head. We're trying to both educate and inspire. For example, the classic photo that every Sphere installation uses, Science Central included, the most popular one, is a picture of the Earth. It's called Blue Marble. It's the equivalent of going out into space, turning around, and seeing the Earth and what it would look like to the human eye in those colors, those wavelengths. Your younger listeners, they may grow up, they may be lucky enough to be on a mission and get to go out into space. Those of us who are adults, unfortunately, we're not. So this is the closest that any of us are going to come to being out in space and seeing the Earth from space.
Martin Fisher from Science Central and Maurice Henderson, Program Director of Science on a Sphere at NASA. Thank you both so much for being with us today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.